Good morning.
Are you recording?
So here we are, New Year's Day. Can everybody hear me? Right, here we are, New Year's Day, 2022. This morning, I think in the Sentinel, there's a political cartoon. I call it a political cartoon because it was in that part of the paper. Anyway, shows a picture of drawing of a Christmas tree with 2021 on it thrown in a trash can. This is not the Buddha way. 2021, 2022, any year, any time, any moment. These are precious moments in our lives. We may not always like them, but these are the moments in which awakening happens. So no moment goes in the trash can. So that's just my comment on what I saw this morning in the newspaper. What I would like to do this morning is I want to do something I've not done before, which is actually read a big chunk of a lecture by Suzuki Roshi that he gave on New Year's Day. So let me bring it up and screen share with you so that you can read along with it. Okay, so hopefully you can see this. So this lecture was given December 29th, so that was not New Year's, but very close. He was meant it as a New Year's lecture in 1968. So as you can see, I wrote in here that it's part of a larger talk, and I edited it pretty heavily because if you've read original transcripts of Suzuki Roshi, you know that they can be pretty disjointed. Okay, so he said, in Japan, at the end of the year, we clean our house, we throw out old things which we are not using anymore. Consequently, the end of the year are the most busy days. We have to clean up our rooms, and if you have some debts, you should pay them. And then after cleaning up everything, spiritual and physical, we celebrate New Year's. This idea is based on the Buddhist way of understanding life. Moment after moment, we should renew our life. We should not stick to our old idea of life or our old way of life. We should renew our life day by day, especially at the end of the year. In particular, at the end of the year, we should completely renew our feelings for practice. If we stick to our old ideas about practice or anything else, you have no chance to renew your intention, and it follows that it will be rather difficult to renew your way of life. Some encouragement is necessary. I didn't include this here, but in the original lecture, he starts talking about using the kiyosaku in the zendo, and if you don't know about the kiyosaku, it's a stick that's carried around behind people when they're sitting zazen if you're falling asleep. And you're in a very strict monastic environment, without your permission, you will be hit. But in the United States, usually you have to ask permission. So you put your hands up like this and you lean over and you get hit a couple of times on your shoulder. And really great. Person who's good at it really wakes you up. It's a really wonderful thing. Oh, so that's what the encouragement was, the example he gave. But he gave another example too, which is what here is here. If you are always repeating the same thing over and over again, then even though you have no intention of sticking to your old way of life, actually you are confined or stuck in this old way of life. In Zen, when people say the way as it is, what they actually mean is not at all the way as it is. Without clearing up your mind and body, you will not have a chance to live in each moment. So in the end, we become lazy. If you are always lazy and drowsy, spiritually and physically, you actually have no chance to live truthfully to yourself. If we stick to our old way of practice, it is not so good. So it is necessary, maybe, to change our way of practice sometimes. And here's the example he gives of waking up. For instance, at some monasteries, they do a practice of bathing in cold water from December 1st until December 15th. All the monks get up about 4 o'clock, I'm assuming that's 4 o'clock in the morning, and go to the lake and bathe. And then Suzuki Roshi said, this is not intended as an ascetic practice. The purpose of this practice is to physically and spiritually wake up. We say in Zen, if we are caught by even the idea of Zen, we call this being an old, stinky Zen student. If we do not have some chance to renew our practice, we will soon become a stinky student. It is as if you wear the same underwear for 1 week or 2 weeks. And so my teacher, my master, Gyakujo Soun, always told us, you stinky boys, wash your underwear. Of course, he meant not just underwear. And so my teacher's way of training his students was to put emphasis on Dogen Zenji's beginner's mind. Then you will always be all right. And this is from another lecture that he gave in 1965 that was quoted in the Windbell. This is Suzuki Roshi's definition of beginner's mind. We should always remain in beginner's mind. Beginner's mind means our experience should always be refreshed and renewed. It means always have the joy of discovering something anew. This kind of experience is not possible to attain if you are just training with the expectation of some result. And then back to the original lecture. You should always have the mind of a new student. The fundamental practice is the same, but we should practice the essential practice with renewed feeling. This is important. To practice always with a fresh feeling. And I understand him to mean a fresh intention or to make a fresh effort. He says to always practice with a fresh feeling is rather difficult. But it is necessary for us to change some part of our practice. Otherwise, we become stuck to one idea. So that's the lecture I wanted to share with you from Suzuki Roshi. Now, we have just heard the words of Suzuki Roshi about New Year's. And he is encouraging us to think about this renewal, think about practice as renewal. And so I was thinking that in the United States, we often make what we call New Year's resolutions. And often what goes along with that is some notion that we are going to force our lives into a certain shape. And as Suzuki Roshi says, if we try to force our practice to fit some preconceived idea, some idea that we have about our activity, or about enlightenment, if we try to do this in the abstract, we become stinky. We are stale. We're not actually responding to our life as it is. So that's the real meaning of things just as they are. Things just as they are means that we settle into seeing and hearing our life as it is right now, as it's manifesting right now, without trying to make it into something else. And if we desire change, which is not a bad thing, because as Suzuki also, Roshi also famously said, you are perfect just as you are, and there's work that needs to get done, So in that spirit, when we're trying to make change, we have to do it by listening. We have to listen. We can't force ourselves into a box and think about this and think that this is going to bring about the results that we want to have happen. So I would say, instead of making a New Year's resolution that is predicated upon some idea of who you should be, maybe we should just stop and listen to who we are right now. Just stop and listen to who we actually are. So when we do that, we can allow ourselves to be compassionate and open to ourselves. We are not separate from Buddha nature. We are not separate from the mind of Buddha, even when we are making mistakes. So allow ourselves to be compassionate and open to ourselves, to listen. And once we've done that, then we might want to make a change. Then we have a better idea of how to make that change, how to go about transformation. So in this lecture, Suzuki Roshi is saying, in our practice, don't practice to get something. Just pay attention to the situation. Just pay attention to your life as it arises. And when we do this, automatically, we will have a fresh mind. This fresh mind can even lead to joy. It certainly is going to lead to more skillful decisions and more workable responses to all the difficulties that you may encounter. So that's going to be my New Year's resolution, to pay more attention, to slow down. And remember that when I wash dishes, for example, I'm not doing a chore to be finished as soon as possible. Rather, I'm helping the dishes to more able fulfill their function. Even though I'm not sure I know what their function is, it's my job to take care of them. So I'm connected to the dishes with compassion and care. Last night, I read my New Year's poem, which is very short. My New Year's poem was, "Busy or not busy, there is only this. Busy or not busy, there is only this. Whether I am busy or not busy, there is always Buddha nature underlying my activity, my life, your life, the whole world, everything." As Dogen says, Zenki, the whole works. But it often feels like there's this mashup of delusion and realization manifesting in each activity. Actually, Dogen says, Nuji, yes, both those things are simultaneously presencing. So it's sometimes one, sometimes the other, but all of this is resting on the foundational Buddha nature of all of reality functioning. So that last sentence you might think was kind of intellectual. Sometimes one, sometimes the other, but always resting on the foundational Buddha nature of all of reality functioning. But as long as we ground our understanding in all the activities and relationships that we have, that we encounter, then we're going to embody the teaching. This is how we avoid becoming stinky Zen students. Don't be a stinky Zen student. Change your underwear. Busy or not busy, there is only this. There is just this one person as all beings. There is just this one task as all practice. There is just this one continuous practice. that I vow to maintain with all beings. That's it. This moment's request. Is it realized, response, Buddha nature manifest? More simply put, what is it? What is it? What is it? That's it. So we hope we can respond. That is our aim. Don't have any thoughts about enlightenment. Of course, really responding to things just as they are can be quite difficult. Easy to say. We say this all the time in Zen. Things just as they are. Listen, be compassionate, etc. But it's hard. This is hard. And sometimes we fail. But if we keep this aim of being open, this aim of being compassionate, this aim of really listening, then we're not going to be stinky Zen students. And we can also rest in knowing that in this moment, we truly have made our best effort. In this moment, in this moment, in this moment. Over and over again, returning to beginner's mind. Thank you very much.